You can't go further than the North Pole, but you can find a colder spot. We'll tell you where on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-8649. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-8649. 1-800-959-8649.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Sunday, November 8th, the 312th day of the year. Celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay celebrates a birthday. Logic says the coldest spot in the Northern Hemisphere should be the North Pole, but according to weather records, that's not the case. The coldest winter air typically settles about 200 miles south in Siberia, near a town called Tomtor, or as they've dubbed it, the Pole of Cold. Even in November, overnight lows approach 50 below zero. And if you're a serious fan of weather extremes, check out their vacation package. It's an air, rail, and four-wheel drive excursion. Upon arrival, you'll be greeted by the town's mayor and given a certificate to verify your presence at the Pole of Cold. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about weather extremes online at almanac.com.